Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each individual. And for organizations, LHH provides consultative support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com today.
This is Rich. You remember earlier this week, I forgot what day, we found out that that Gavin Newsom's in-laws had donated money to Ron DeSantis's political action committee. And we're talking about Kenneth Seibel and Judith Seibel. That's the father and mother of Newsom's wife, Jennifer. They've been married 14 years. And of course, Newsom wants to run to be the next president on the Democratic side. DeSantis would like to run on the Republican side. You have Biden and Trump in the way, but the two of them are not in good condition right now for different reasons. And if they topple over, it could be Newsom and DeSantis. And Newsom has been poking at DeSantis all summer, running television commercials, telling people in Florida to move to California, that your freedom is under attack. And DeSantis fired back saying he accused Newsom of treating Californians like peasants and says that he sees a lot of California license plates in Florida. So this has been going back and forth all summer. And then we found out that the family trust, the Seibel family trust, made a $5,000 contribution to the Friends of Ron DeSantis Political Action Committee. And Kenneth Seibel has also donated $2,000 to other conservative Republican senators. Well, here's part two of this story. They moved out of California to Florida. Kenneth Seibel and Judith purchased a $3 million home in Naples, Florida. You'll never guess when. March of 2020, when their son-in-law imposed all those extreme lockdowns. And then they decided, oh, this is ridiculous. We're getting out of here. Around the time of the purchase is when Newsom announced his shelter-in-place order. Remember when we weren't even supposed to leave the house except to take walks? And 40,000. I've never seen the final number. 40,000 California small businesses shut down forever. 40,000. That's what he did. And, of course, in Florida, within 3 months, DeSantis lifted many of the restrictions. They still own their home in Northern California, but it looks like they moved like the same day that Newsom did the big shutdown. Wow, that's funny. Boy, that's got to be a fun Christmas gathering. I mean, they really think he's an idiot. I mean, they got to be nice. It's their daughter, and they got four grandkids there. But you could tell politically they think he's a complete fool. And they're not wrong. He is. Now, we've been talking about this energy shortage. Let me check the California ISO site here, huh? Let's see how we're doing. We're supposed to peak at 5:30 with 45,000 plus megawatts that we're using. We're at 45,500, so we're very near the peak, but we've got 8,300 megawatts still available, and then there's another 4,000 in reserve. And all these numbers are going up. They're finding, I don't know if they're cranking up the power plants to a higher level, or they're buying and transmitting more power from out of state, but they're finding more megawatts available as we hit the 5 o'clock hour. And I've been quoting Michael Schellenberger a lot because I'm really blown away by his background. You know, he ran for governor. I always have to give his bio because I don't think he's well known, although we've had him on the show many times. He's really one of the smartest guys we've ever had on the program. And he was a former progressive for homeless activities and environmental activities. And he's written a book, San Francisco, on how ridiculous homeless policies are there in San Francisco and here in Los Angeles. And he's also now writing a lot on how ridiculous our energy policies are. And he was all in. Now, mind you, he was all in on solar and wind. And he says climate change is real, but he has now come to the conclusion that solar and wind are never going to be reliable and never going to be the answer to our problems. And he says, he wrote a story a few years ago on a website called Quillet.com, and he had a link to it on his Twitter feed today. So I've been reading it, and he says in 2002, he turned 30 years old, and he decided that he wanted to dedicate himself, his life, to addressing climate change, because he thought that global warming would end up destroying many of the natural environments that people had worked so hard to protect. And he thought the solutions were pretty straightforward. Electric cars, solar panels on everyone's roof, and solar panels, you know, out in the desert. His organization's idea was a $300 billion investment in renewables. Okay, so he was 100%. Into the church. We would not only prevent climate change, but create millions of new jobs. And this is what many people were saying. Barack Obama ran on this vision. In fact, during Obama's term, the U.S. invested $150 billion in renewables. But he says we ran into trouble right away. The first was land use. Solar and wind farms require huge amounts of land. Solar and wind farms require long new transmission lines and are opposed by local communities and conservationists trying to preserve the wildlife, particularly birds. Then the next challenge was solar and wind are intermittent. It's the cliche. When the sun stops shining and the wind stops blowing, you have to ramp up another source of energy. and he's realized you can't get around that. Now, they thought the solution was maybe batteries. But he said as the years went by, he realized there's going to be no battery revolution on the way. He writes, despite what you've heard, there's no battery revolution. Technical and economic reasons. You'd have to read up on the details. And that a lot of birds are going to be threatened. Big, endangered birds. Birds that could go extinct. Hawks, eagles, owls, condors. They'll go extinct if you put up too many wind turbines. Wind turbines are the most serious threat to important bird species. Most serious threat in decades. Because the rapidly spinning turbines are like a predator, which big birds never evolved to deal with. And in order to build big solar farms in California, developers have to pull threatened desert tortoises from their burrows, put them on the backs of pickup trucks, and transport them and put them in cages where they end up dying. Sorry, more bad animal news there.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, well. He says you can make solar panels cheaper and wind turbines bigger, but you can't make the sun shine more regularly or the wind blow more reliably. I came to understand the environmental implication of the physics of energy. In order to produce significant amounts of electricity from weak energy flows, you have to spread them over enormous areas. And so that's why today he's been tweeting that to get enough solar energy to power 30 million electrical cars, you'd have to use 379 times the land you're currently using for solar panels. And for wind turbines, you'd have to use 421 times the land to power those 30 million electrical vehicles. It's simply not possible. And it's not even working. In California, over a six-year period, the cost of solar panels declined 75%, but our electricity prices rose five times more than anywhere else in the country. So what he's saying, and he's got all the research and science to back it up, is this is a bust to rely on too much. You could have a little bit of solar, a little bit of wind, but you're going to have, and he's pushing nuclear. Because the nuclear power will run 24 hours a day forever. And you build more nuclear plants, and that's the only way. He says you'll have to build 20 nuclear plants to power 30 million electrical vehicles. And that's how many cars we have on the road right now. So if they're going to go a full transition to electric vehicles, 20 nuclear plants. It's never going to be from wind and solar. More coming up. On the John and Ken Show, we got a round of the Moist Line, two rounds of the Moist Line coming up this hour. Well, it's everybody's favorite time of the week. This is, you know how the Moist Line works. You call in, leave a voicemail message, and Eric's got to go through all the voicemail messages. They go on and on and on, and he selects the best, and we play them back for you. So give it a listen. Here we go.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
You know, I'm sick and tired of our state officials telling us what to do. Now, if they're asking us to get electric cars, fine, but I would like to see them lead by example. In other words, you guys get electric cars, you guys pay for them out of your own pocket, and you guys charge them out of your own pocket. Get off the taxpayers' backs.
What they don't tell you is by 2035, we do not have and will not have the electric grid to support anywhere near everybody having an electric car. So they're pie in the sky.
Electric cars are coming, man. And guess what? We do need to build a lot of infrastructure. Guess what that means? That means jobs for Californians. Lots of jobs, lots of money, and lots of electric cars. Get used to it, dude. Welcome to the 21st century.
You know, I always equate common sense like deodorant. The people that need it the most don't use it.
I miss
Los Angeles. I miss going to Hollywood Boulevard to shop. I moved away 8 years ago. I guess I'm glad I'm gone. I'm here in Virginia, but I miss home. But I cry at what's going on.
The kids graduating from school today, you mean to tell me they're going to have a job that they make enough money to buy an electric car? They don't even know what their bus stop is, and I'm talking high school. California will figure it out in the dark.
Regarding your quiet quitting thing, but remember, the only place that success comes before work is in the dictionary.
I mean, could you really blame them? I mean, let's be honest. Ever since COVID, life's really sucked, man. It's just not the same anymore. I can understand people just giving up and saying, ah, well, screw it. They don't like the job they're working. I mean, I couldn't blame them either.
I have a prediction. Within 2 years, John will be living in the state of Florida.
California is turning into a sewer. I'm wondering if it's by design.
Wow, I thought I was the only one that had an alligator that watched TV. I had a 4-foot Cayman alligator that loved football. I don't feel so bad now.
So Sacramento wants fast food workers to get between $22 and $40 an hour. Guess who's going to replace them? Robots.
John, you're starting to become senile, I think.
If you have an electric car and you happen to run out of juice, like people do run out of gas, you know, you call AAA, they can come out and give you a tank of gas. What happens if you're an electric car and for some reason you're stuck in traffic and you run out of juice? What happens? AAA doesn't have chargers.
So when you're sitting waiting for your car to get charged and the no bail guy is walking around, just got out of jail, what's going to happen?
The Tesla superchargers aren't even that great. They start out really fast on the best ones, and then about 5, 10, 15 minutes in, it gradually gets slower and slower and slower, so they're not amazing. They don't keep the same speed the whole time you're charging.
We're here in Aspen, California, and we are purchasing half a cow and half a pig and doing the same thing, showing it all in our freezer.
I've been buying half cows, whole cows for probably about the last 5 years. Only way to do it, you get a ton of meat, you just need a pretty good sized chest freezer.
If Newsom wants to get rid of gas-powered cars, then he should just get rid of his gas-powered car right now. He doesn't get to take gas-powered car anywhere. Also, he wants us to use less water, use less electricity. Okay, Mr. Manchin, how much electricity are you using? How much water are you using? How much water is your winery using, you big, fat hypocrite?
People are not allowed to ride electric scooters on the sidewalk. That's why idiots call the sidewalk the sidewalk. Don't be in a crosswalk. Don't be on the sidewalk on an electric scooter. Don't do it.
If that bonehead Newsom becomes president and the American people elect him, I'm leaving the country.
Quiet quitting is not a new phenomenon. The government agencies have been doing it for 40 years.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please
hang
up.
That is a bitter group there. They're not... But some fans of buying half a cow and and whole pigs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not fans of mine.
Not.
And I'm not fans of theirs.
And a guy had an alligator watching football with him. Yeah, I like that. Well, at least he didn't kill it and eat it.
Or make shoes. Or, well, that would be crocodile, right? Oh, never mind. Never mind.
Alligator shoes, right? Alligator bags?
I thought it was crocodile. Who knows? I don't own them.
Same, same, but different, but still same. Yeah. You never had an alligator bag?
God,
or alligator?
No. Are you kidding me?
They were fashionable.
Yeah, I know. So is fur, and I don't have fur.
You did have fur, though.
No, I didn't.
Never?
Never.
Not once?
Not once.
Okay. All right.
No.
Still wearing leather, though.
I know, please. And I'm going to get a million emails and messages from people. I am a hypocrite. I get it. I know it. I will slowly eliminate leather one day.
Oh, I've been hearing that for 5 years.
I know. Well, I said slowly.
All right. One day. More coming up. We got a whole bunch of stories. Illinois professor says not wearing your mask indoors is racism. Seriously, he said that. And USC is not going to host a mayor's debate because they're afraid of the people who'd show up. And California will give you a $1,000 tax break if you don't buy a car. All that head. John and Ken Show, KFI. I was just looking at that story about Gavin Newsom's mother and father-in-law moving to Florida. in March of 2020 as soon as he shut down the whole state. And I'm thinking, how'd that conversation go with Newsom's wife? Mom, Dad, why are you moving to Florida? Because your stupid husband just shut down the state. He spent $3 million on a house. Well, you can fly out to Florida where there's freedom. All right, another round of the Moist Line coming up in about 15 minutes. Here's another bill that has been sent to Newsom's desk. I you know, this is another story. A lot of stories these days are so nuts. I have to read them over and over again because I think it's me. I think maybe, you know, my gears are slipping and I am just not processing things right anymore. This is true. The California legislature passed a bill offering $1,000 if you don't have a car and do not buy a car. You are going to get paid for not owning a car and not buying one. It's in the form of a $1,000 tax break. $1,000 off your taxes. To fight climate change. If you're making no more than $60,000 a year, the original version would have been for everybody, regardless. The bill's offer is here in Burbank. State Senator Anthony Portantino, a Democrat. I feel like screaming out the window. You people in Burbank, you elect the nuttiest politicians. Adam Schiff is from around here. A congressman. Portantino said it's an attempt to get motorists to trade their cars for buses and other forms of transportation. Who is going to trade in their car to sit on a bus with homeless people vomiting on them? For $1,000? If I gave you $1,000, would you go sit on a bus and watch a guy shooting heroin up in the next seat and screaming and taking off his pants? Anthony Portantino. How do you even think of this? You know, this is something that if you just said this is a joke, it wouldn't even be a good joke. How do you think of this, let alone you get it into a bill and you get the whole legislature to pass it? In a prepared statement, he said, "We can invest in the future by providing financial incentives for Californians to transition from vehicles to more sustainable options." A bus? Has he ever gone on a bus? It's a rolling homeless shelter. There are guys who sit on the bus all day. They just go up and back and up and back and up and back. But this reveals what they really want to do. They don't really want to force you into electric cars. They want to force you into a bus. They'll pay you to sit on a bus all day. What are you going to get accomplished taking a bus every day? The bus is for people who have no money and no jobs or low-paying jobs who are in desperate straits. That's where he wants us all to go? Can you imagine a guy who's you know, got a regular job that he has to be on time for with a family, and in order to get $1,000 from Gavin Newsom, he decides, honey, we're going to get rid of the car, and I'm just going to take the bus every day. It'll take you 3 hours to get to your office and 3 hours back, and you'll probably end up getting stabbed or somebody will take a poop on you. Wow. Now, here's another one. A professor at Northern Illinois University told students they all have to wear masks in his class. And if you don't wear a mask, it means you're an ableist and a racist. Refusing to mask indoors is a manifestation of ableism and racism. Ableism is discrimination against people who are somehow physically compromised. So I guess he's thinking that, you know, just because you're in good health and unlikely to have bad consequences from catching COVID, you're being discriminatory against those who have lesser immune systems or have compromised health issues. And I don't get the racism part. It's an exercise of individual privilege that tells the most vulnerable that their health and the health of their loved ones does not matter. Thus, masks are required here. They are not optional. This is a physics professor named Jared Edelman. He put this on a projector screen. Somebody took a photo of it, and now it's running around online. A student reported it to a campus bias tip line. They got his syllabus. Masks are required at all times in Phys 253. If students do not comply, they'll be booted from the class. Masks are required at all times here and in your labs. It's not pleasant, but it's for your health and safety, my health and safety, the health and safety of your friends and colleagues. If you do not follow the requirement, you'll be asked to leave. How's that racist? Wearing a mask is racist? Losing my will to live here. All right, here's the third one. USC is so spooked by the kind of people who show up at debates that they refused to host a mayoral debate between Rick Caruso and Karen Bass. They were supposed to do it, but they say there's too much escalating tension in modern politics. It's going to be at the Skirball Center instead on September 21st. Because what you've been getting is crazed, insane, largely homeless protesters showing up. And these characters are completely mentally whacked anarchists. And they just start screaming and yelling and bellowing, and nobody can get anything done. They've had trouble scheduling debates because they feel like nobody's going to be really interested. So they're trying to schedule it around Monday Night Football and the baseball playoffs and the Jewish holidays. And, of course, the candidates have their own schedules to debate at the same time. And they've seen other debates get shut down. And, just stop having audiences. What's the big deal here? There's no reason for an audience at a debate. Just have the questioners and the candidates, because most of this is for people watching on television anyway. You know, unless you just have 100 people there made up of employees of USC. How about that? People that you already know. And then seal off the doors. So anyway, USC's out of the business now. All right. We come back. We got one final round of the Moist Line. I guess it's time, isn't it? We got time for round two of the Moist Line. What is the number for the Moist Line? I forget. 1-877-664-7786. Dial whatever you want. Go ahead, roll the thing.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Mark my words, if this electric vehicle only thing goes into effect, they're going to put a ban on replacement parts for gas-powered cars. They're going to try to make it difficult for you to even own a gas-powered car.
Gavin Newsom is it, all right. The problem is there's an FH in front of it.
The cartels have enough money to have their own bribery department. I think that's California with the teachers union.
Those people that work nights need to plug their electric cars in between 4 and 9 if they leave at 6, 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night. So that's not going to work. Do they forget there are people that work those hours?
I think everything Newsom does from here on out needs to be viewed through the I'm running for president lens. So he probably just wants to look like a man in charge.
Dale from New York, did I hear Gavin Newsom say, turn your thermostats up to 85? I don't know how your thermostats work in California, but when we turn our thermostats up to 85, the heaters come on. Is that really what you want in a heat wave?
You know, they're going to make everything electric, but they say we can still drive gasoline cars.
Imagine how much gas is going to cost then. Gas is going to be like $15 a gallon. Democrats, man. Idiots.
Hey, John, you seem to be like these snowflakes you seem to complain about all day long. So if you're so tired of what Newsom is doing, why don't you run for governor? Governor Cobol?
Hey, dumb. Instead of telling people to turn the thermostat up when they go out of town, tell them to turn it off, okay?
What about all the free steam that nuclear power plants make? They boil that water and turn it into steam, but they don't make it into water. Why? Because they make electricity.
You're a idiot if you think weed is making people go crazy. It's the fentanyl, it's the heroin, it's that kind of shit that makes people lose their minds. You're stupid to think that people are losing their minds over weed.
Uh-oh. California is an electricity insecure state.
Instead of sending them to Chicago or New York, why not send them to Puerto Rico?
I feel so bad for all those poor electric car owner people out there who can't even drive themselves to work this week because of Governor Newsom's prohibition on them.
So Governor Hairgel is trying to tell us that we have an electricity shortage because of the length of the heat wave. That makes absolutely no sense. Electricity is consumed at the moment it is produced, and we have no battery storage to speak of. So he's just spreading bullshit. Does he think we're stupid?
Yeah, I remember back in the early 90s, I think it was, we had rolling blackouts. What have they done to prevent them, huh? And we've known we're going to be short on water for years. What are they doing to prevent the water shortage?
I work in a state of California office building, and today was a really hard day because with the temperatures well over 100, I had to wear my coat in the office all day because it was freezing cold.
Tisk, tisk, tisk. Governor Heroin Hairdo, it's not Mother Nature, but birthing person nature.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
Birthing person nature. That is great. And that is the Moist Line. So Moist Line was excellent today, actually. Very, very good material, Eric. Thank you.
Thank you.
The... you know, I we haven't talked about. I can be honest. I hadn't thought about it this week. We were dealing with this gas powered car ban that Newsom wants to implement, and then the flex alerts, and then you can't charge your electric car. And I forgot. Yeah, that one of those early calls was right. They're probably going to start regulating the gas powered cars, so it will be very difficult for you to get parts, or they will manipulate the gas so it's $10 or $15 a gallon. They'll just add all kinds of crazy taxes to force you into an electrical vehicle. Because I always wondered, the electrical vehicles are a dud nationwide. Most people do not want to buy them, don't like them, can't afford it, you know, with the exception of wealthy people buying Teslas. So how are they going to do? Well, they're going to try to make cars so unpalatable that you won't be able to get them repaired. You won't be able to afford the gasoline, and force us into electric vehicles, which they're not going to be able to manufacture in great enough quantities. There's not going to be the charging stations. There's not the electrical grid. But, you know, it goes back to that Burbank politician I told you about, whose bill was to give people $1,000 to not own a car. To not drive a car, because he wants to transition them into buses or trains. I mean, that really is the mindset of these people. They're really, really nuts. I was going through, I think I mentioned before, all the TV stations finally had stories about how ridiculous it is to tell people who own electric cars not to plug them in now after Newsom just issued his mandate. And they interviewed people who own electric vehicles. There's one woman named Rebecca who's in the Channel 5 story who said, unless you have a home charger, it's an absolute disaster. Because if you can't charge at home, you have to go to public charging stations. And like public restrooms, when too many people need to use them at once, problems can arise. So that's why you need a home charger. But of course, I think half the people in LA live in apartments. So how do they get around that? And have you ever noticed how many people in apartment neighborhoods. So many people are parking on the streets. Where are they going to charge? He goes, one driver said, if we can't do these things today, how are we going to do them when everything needs to be electric? And they worry about charge. One homeowner is worried about charging their car when they're fleeing a fire. Have they thought about what happens in that situation? I don't know. But it's crazy land. When you live in crazy land, nothing makes sense. We've got Tim Conway here.
Hey now. Hey, you know, a lot of people live in other states and they don't have to deal with this, you know?
I know. 49 other states.
If you lived up in Wyoming or Idaho, you barely knew that COVID existed. Barely.
Yeah.
You know, or in Florida, too. It's another place. You know, you knew it was around, but you didn't see any signs of it.
Did you see Newsom's in-laws move to Florida?
Yes, that's wild. After donating to the Republicans.
Right. Wow. March 2020, they moved.
What a supper for Thanksgiving, man. Ooh, boy. Steve Gregory's coming on. Fire updates and what authorities are doing to move forward, especially with that 5 freeway still locked up, man.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Alex Michelson tonight on The Issue Is. We'll talk gas, power, and nuclear energy. And then Joe Buscaino will come on. We'll beat him up a little bit. And then Glendale is warning of possible rolling blackouts. And the people in Glendale are going to be pissed because they don't like that. Glendale. Spend a lot of money for a home.
Yeah.
And then LAPD officers help deliver a baby at Van Nuys gas station. This woman standing outside just has everyone else is getting ice. She has a baby.
Kids suddenly wanted to come out.
That's
huh?
right. That's right. And we'll be here all night live. We're not one of those stations that takes, the Friday before a holiday off.
Right.
We're here all night, managing the traffic, the heat, the fires, whatever comes at us, we can knock it out.
All right, you're the man.
Ding dong with you.
All right.
John Caldwell, everybody.
All right, Crozier's up next.
Ding dong.
With the news. KFI, KOSD, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.